a popular Outcast production.
Are surprised that women have human characteristics.
Right?
Like...
Is your microphone on?
It's not plugged in.
Oh, the headphones. All right. I'll work on that. Yeah, just keep...
Okay. Is my mic's working, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ah. Yay. Okay. Perfect.
We're back.
We can hear ourselves. Oh, I swear to God, I'm going to get Bill some fucking WD-40 for this shit. I say that every time, though.
We need you really do.
For a lot of things.
Meh. Anyway, I'm going to not eat a pretzel in the microphone and let Kelsey tell her story.
Go ahead.
I actually forget what I was talking about, so.
Guys being surprised that women have body hair.
I think especially, I mean, people, they care about the legs. They care about... If breasts weren't seen as such sexual objects, would it really be a problem? Like, and I think
Excellent
that's the
point.
Thing. It's just the fact that men view breasts as a sexual thing for them, mm-hmm. and it has really nothing to do with the woman herself. And like,
yeah,
so that's why nipple hair on women
and
is
also
so
like
terrible.
Media in general. Kind of perpetrates like women being hairless except for having eyebrows and hair on top of their head.
Yeah, like I have a girl who I
and everything
I
else you better take care of that shit
who faithfully waxes her arms because she needs to be hairless. Like, that's just ridiculous to me. I don't know, my legs are rarely shaven.
I would say, more often than not, I don't shave my legs.
Yeah.
I shave my legs once a month.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have very blonde hair on my legs.
I do not.
I just wear pants.
Bill laughed at me the other day because I was lifting up my armpits while I was in the shower, and I'm, looking at him. And he's just like, are you inspecting to see if the hair is long enough to shave off? And I'm like, yes. And he's just like, so when is it too long to shave off? Because then I didn't shave. And he was like, so when is it too long to shave off? And I'm like, normally when I can't put deodorant on very well.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I was like, so I have, I have another 2 weeks.
I'm really careless about my legs, but I do my armpits every day.
I used to. And now that I've stopped, I'm just like, this is just easier to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one less thing that I have to think about.
Yeah.
I don't shave my armpits or wear deodorant.
Yeah.
I'm a dirty hippie. Actually, no, I lie. I shave once a month. But
I know. Like, that's about how often I shave, too, because that's about the point that I'm like, all right, I'm getting a little sweaty under there because there's an extra hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, okay, I am a mild liar. I did just get, some deodorant because I don't really give a shit about other people smelling me because no one's ever said they could smell me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're all just lying to me to be polite. But I didn't like the way I was smelling and I have to be around myself constantly.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, no, I'm gonna get some Toms of Maine and take care of this shit.
I imagine not wearing deodorant would be difficult when it's so humid all the time. Or does that not make a difference? I don't know.
I think, my underarms just kind of sweat excessively anyway, so even when I did wear deodorant, my armpits were always just damp.
Yeah.
So what's the fucking point?
There's been a few times when, I run out of deodorant, and then for a couple days, I just don't go to the store.
Yeah.
But I know that I could not make not wearing deodorant a thing, because I'm constantly smelling my armpits. and hoping people don't notice. And I don't think I don't actually smell, but I constantly get paranoid that I am smelling and that people aren't going to want to be around me. Mm. So it's just a paranoia thing where I'm constantly smelling my armpits, and that's just weird.
You don't want to be that groomer. Girl. Mm. I'm normally next to a dog, so
yeah,
most people don't realize that I smell if I do.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't smell very often.
Yeah.
Blame it on the dog.
I started showering like once every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. I shower like every 2 days. I've started doing the no poo thing.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you use instead?
You rub baking soda.
Okay, you're doing that route?
Yeah. I'm doing where you rub baking soda into your roots and then you do a conditioner of apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say that you can put pure coconut oil in mm-hmm. that mixture too, and that helps. So I might do that, but so far the vinegar has been working. I rarely washed my hair anyway, generally, because I don't like the way shampoo makes my hair feel. So I would do it like once a week. And then I would always, like, I take a shower pretty much every 2 days, and I would just, like, rinse my hair in mm-hmm. the water, and that would take care of most of the oils and stuff. But I've been reading a lot online, and apparently the reason that our hair gets so oily after, you know, 2 or 3 days of being unwashed is because when we shampoo our hair, it gets rid of all the essential oils that our hair has and basically mm-hmm. strips it bare. Mm-hmm. And that's what the conditioner is trying to replace. So when you don't wash your hair like for 2 to 3 days, it starts to overcompensate.
Yep.
And try to make up for the oils it's lost. So if you don't strip your hair, that won't happen. And a lot of people, after going off of shampoo, have said that their hair is a lot healthier and grows a lot better and things like that. And I'm obsessed with hair growth right now.
It's something I definitely want to try, but I'm very concerned because I have very dense hair.
Right.
So I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get like all the baking soda out, because I've seen people talk about that online. Like, yeah, the first couple times I did it, and still occasionally, like, baking soda will flake off my head like I have dandruff because I wasn't able to get all of it out. And I was like, oh, I don't want that.
I mean, it's worth a shot. I just bought a thing of baking soda if you want some. And you could try it for a week and see what happens.
I have lots of baking soda.
In case you don't have any in your house.
I buy like the giant
soda
super baking sodas and like the gallon jugs of vinegar. Mm-hmm. I'm set.
Can we lower the price of vinegar? I mean, seriously.
Vinegar is cheap.
Dude,
what are you talking about?
I paid like $1.99 for a thing this big.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Walmart.
That's why I don't shop at Walmart.
Was it next to the bathroom?
They put it. I was Nick-reac. So confused when I was trying. That's funny. I was so confused when I was trying to buy vinegar the one time, and for whatever reason, it didn't register with me that it was a salad dressing. Technically,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
so I'm like looking,
it's a condiment,
right? So like I was looking in like the condiment aisle, and it wasn't in that aisle, and I thought that was really weird. And then I was like, well, maybe it's with the cleaning stuff, maybe they have a couple bottles there, and it wasn't there. And then I was like, well, so I just roamed around for a while, and then eventually found it next to like salad dressings. Like, I'm like,
heh.
This is used for everything. Let's put it everywhere. Make it easy.
The moral to the no poo story is for me, because I buy organic shampoo, so it's an average of like $5.48 a bottle or stuff like that.
And you have very little bottles of shampoo.
Yeah, less than a normal human bottle of shampoo. And I would buy shampoo and conditioner at the same time. That comes out to over $10. I bought a spray bottle, an airtight container to keep my the vinegar and the baking soda in. And I bought the baking soda and the vinegar, and the total was $3 something.
That's crazy.
I know. So I'm going to try to keep it up. They say there's a nasty transition phase, though, because your hair has to get used to the feeling of not being stripped all the time. So they say your hair will either get insanely greasy or insanely dry and frizzy. Yeah. And they say that that can last for anywhere from, like, 2 weeks to 3 months.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I'm prepared to be utterly unhappy for a while, but I want to give it a chance.
I use Bylage. We buy it on Amazon.
Nice.
For $17.50 for a liter.
Smells good.
Oh, it smells amazing. And actually, Bill started using it too, which I'm really glad about because he would never use conditioner on his hair, and it was driving me insane. He would use, like, Suave for men's or whatever. And
I can,
like,
understand, though, because with curly hair, you... like, with his type of curly hair, you don't want a heavy conditioner.
Well, I know, but, like, there was no nutrients in the shampoos that he was using. Like,
oh, yeah.
Suave is bad for anybody's
if you're paying
hair.
99 cents for a shampoo...
I'll tell people not to use Suave on their dogs.
Oh, God, no.
You know?
You want your dog to be itchy? Use Suave.
Yeah.
Some VO5, maybe.
Don't use people shampoo on dogs. There's a reason for it. Too. They don't have hair.
Yeah.
And even the dogs that do have hair.
I
not good.
When I was in beauty school, one of the instructors, I think she was one of the medical something instructors at McCann. She was in the shower and wasn't paying attention and actually accidentally grabbed her dog's shampoo and used it on herself. And it irritated the shit out of her scalp to the point where, like, she got, like, blisters and welts and shit.
Oh, what the God. Fuck was she using? Hearts?
Probably. So she immediately, like, threw it away. She's like, oh my God, you know, why would
you're
I put
doing
this on
to
my
your
dog?
Animal.
But at the same time, it's like, people and dogs don't have the same kind of skin or hair.
Here's the funny thing, though. I use 100% natural biodegradable shampoos and conditioners for the dogs that I groom at home in my shop. And I can use them on my hair. They're for dogs, cats, people's, horses, whatever, because it's all natural and you can use it on anything you want.
And there's no
and
like
I have.
Pesticide flea killer stuff in
I
it.
Have used Quadruped shampoo because it's amazing and it has a yucca plant in it that naturally kills. It's a cactus that naturally kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, all that. It's good for your skin, scalp, hair. It's so soft and smooth, and it smells amazing.
I've been using stuff I got at the natural food store. And I like the stuff I was using before. Like, I started just using the stuff that Jeff was using, and it dries my hair out too much. Then it gets all big and fluffy. I don't like that.
John Frieda makes a conditioner that I'm obsessed with, and it's not natural by any means.
Oh, no.
Because it's for redheads, and I'm just like, you dump it out, and it looks like it's like crayon red, and I'm just like, I love it. It smells amazing. It makes my hair so silky smooth.
I used to use stuff like that.
It's so hard to find. You can find the ones for blondes. You can find them for brunettes. Fuck redheads, apparently. But yeah, either that or it's all sold out because they don't stock very much of it.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, red is like the highest selling hair color, but like there's the least amount like available products for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and red is so, like, don't try to dye your hair red, first off.
What?
Hold on. Don't try to dye your hair red with, like, the chemicals, dyes, and things like
don't
that.
Don't ever use a box dye from a store anyway. That shit is so bad for your hair.
What I'm trying to make a... I'm terrible with this.
What Ashley's trying to say is that her and I have been using henna.
Thank you.
And it's a lot better for your hair.
Thank you.
Because it actually, like, coats it and, like, has a lot of nutrients because it is a plant.
You have to understand, though, when you start using henna is you cannot stop.
You have to let it grow out.
It'll grow
out.
You can't dye over it. You can dye henna over it.
Yep. It's something we learned in beauty school was to discourage henna use because people have a habit of changing their hair, you know, the style, the color, right, whatnot, and we were told to discourage people from using henna because we can't do anything with it. If they come in with, like, henna hair, like, even with bleach,
you can't.
It doesn't really do much. Like, right, it'll lighten it a little, but you're going to get that ugly orange brassy, right, color.
My problem so far with henna, and I think it's because of my natural hair color to mm-hmm. begin with, is that I have been dyeing my hair a bright, beautiful, fluorescent candy apple red mm-hmm. for years. And that is the red I want. So that's the red that I've gotten accustomed to. Mm-hmm. But it was just killing my hair because my hair grows fast. And it would be a month and I would have an inch of root showing. And I would be dyeing my hair every month. And that's just not good.
Yeah. She had picked out because she wanted me to go on Amazon. Because we have Amazon Prime, obviously. Mm-hmm.
My problem was that...
Yeah, you had picked out the red henna.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and I'm like, you're going for something that's going to be all natural, and you want to heal your hair. The unfortunate thing is, with henna, it's only really available in one color.
Yeah.
Because at its natural state...
It's that reddish color. Like, you've seen, like, henna tattoos.
Yeah,
right. Like, the shit you get on your hands and feet at the beach. Mm-hmm.
My hair is definitely different hue than it was before I used mm-hmm. henna. But it's more of a dark auburn.
Yeah.
And it was really, really bright the first 4 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, oh, it just looks brown again. But
that's the thing, like, about anything red, like red, like red, red.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, redheads don't usually have, like, red hair. It's like an orangish color.
Yeah.
But, like, the red, whatever red is, like, the molecule that makes red in hair color, just, like, it doesn't stay in the hair well.
It's a larger molecule than anything else. So, basically, you're trying to cram this huge molecule into something that's not supposed to be there. Or, in vice versa, you have redheads trying to dye their hair, like, blonde or brown or whatever.
And mm-hmm. it's difficult to
And dye it's difficult because
hair.
You can't cover up such a large molecule. And, like, I would have the problem, like, if I was bleaching my bangs, after about a week, I would have little red hairs poking out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my red hair natural color was coming out of bleach.
Mm-hmm.
That
shouldn't happen.
It does.
That's weird.
Yeah. My genetics were like, nope, nope, nope.
Hope you like red hair. You're fucking redhead. Stuck with it.
Deal with it. I love being a redhead, though.
Kind of works.
I loved being a redhead. God. It was... I don't know. I just like...
People don't think twice when you give them attitude.
Yeah,
it is a stereotype, but it makes sense.
It fit my personality really well. I don't know. I miss it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, and I wanted to give you, like, the crayon red, but... I don't want anything that's gonna destroy your hair again.
Yeah. I did get a pixie cut to save my hair.
Right.
From its own.
I know. I had to chop off a good, like, 8 inches of my hair underneath because I was like, I want to dye it blonde underneath.
Yeah.
And then it all breaks.
I just now got it all cut off. And that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a pixie cut because all of my hair felt like straw. And it couldn't. I used to have really long hair and I cut it to my shoulders earlier. And it just wouldn't grow past my shoulders because it was that unhealthy.
Well, I mean, it was still growing. It was just breaking equally fast.
Yeah, exactly. But now it feels nice and healthy, and I've stopped washing it. Mm. So.
It does look good.
The shortness.
Well, no, the
overall.
The shortness, too, but, yeah, your health of your hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm much more happy with it. It's in the awkward stage where it mm-hmm. can't, it's yeah. not, it can't be called like a medium haircut. It's still definitely a short haircut, but it's not a pixie anymore. And it's just like no definition and it's at its awkward length thing, but it's okay.
I hate that phase.
Yeah. Because you've done a lot of like length changes.
Oh yeah. Oh God. Yeah. This is, I'm in the growing out process. I'm fine. Seeing how long I can go before I cut it again.
That's normally what I would do that like once a year. I would cut my hair like super short and then grow it out for a year and it would get about shoulder length. And then I was like, chop it off. Did that for years. And now I've been growing my hair out for a good like 2-3 years. And it's only really just a little bit past my shoulders.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have hair that was almost down to my ass.
Yeah.
So I think that
I'm so jealous of people that walk by and their hair is just so long.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as I can sit on it, I'm cutting it.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody can grow hair that long.
I know. Though. I want to see if I can. Because I think it would be awesome.
There is a girl who lives in the area who has ridiculously long hair. You probably know her or have seen her. Her hair is like down to her waist and it's still like it all looks healthy. You know how sometimes people
is she
like,
blonde?
Yes.
She was at Red Robin.
Maybe. I don't know. But no, you know how some people try to grow out their hair and it just like it gets to a certain point and then the bottom's just like all scraggly looking?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like this girl is like healthy all the way down. Like she could have hair past her ass if she let it keep going.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I worked with a woman who at Haas's in the area, and this was like a while ago. She was, I want to say Mennonite.
They don't get haircuts.
She had never cut her hair.
Not allowed.
It was down onto the floor.
Oh my god.
I'm kind of jealous the people who have like whatever is in their genes that their hair cycle lasts that long.
And I'm like, you're like 18 years old. That's insane. And she had to like this because, of course, you work in a freaking restaurant. She had to braid it, double braid it, like braid it down and then braid it up again. Put it in like a couple different clips and then like wear like a hat over top of that. And like they were like, yeah, I don't think you really need a hairnet because how would you wear a hairnet?
Yeah.
I mean, that would just be uncomfortable. But she had it secured enough.
And
it was insane. I was like, nothing's coming out of that.
I'm sure she would have been used to it anyway because they have to keep, like, their hair in buns and shit.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't ever. I asked her if she ever puts it down, and I'm like, no, she never has it down. Oh.
Nope. There was.
She was such a nice girl, though. I kind of miss her.
The one salon I worked at, there was a Mennonite woman who would come in every couple months just to have a root touch up. Like she was Mennonite, but she was still like vain. She didn't want her husband to know she was going gray.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so she had to like sit in the back corner of the salon because like if anybody she knew saw her in there, she would be in like such trouble, not only with her husband but with like the entire community.
Right.
So she would like sit in the back corner and she would just get root touch ups like every couple months.
Could she wear makeup or anything, or is that okay?
She would come in her like, you know, their light floral print dresses, and she had her little bonnet, and she would take off the bonnet and the hairpins and like let her hair down, and it was my boss who did her. But she, you know, do the roots quick and then you rinse and you dry it and then she, you know, does her magic, puts it all back up, pays and leaves.
I wonder, because in a lot of like, I know, whatever, like in a lot of communities and a lot of like religious communities, like the only person who's allowed to see your hair is your husband.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that's true in that community as well, since it's so hidden. Like, I wonder if having your hair down is something.
I feel like it's probably your immediate family only kind of situation.
It's a
vanity
thing where you're not allowed to be vain at all. And that's why they keep them up.
You hide your hair.
Right. There's a lot of societies that are
It is, I want to say it is immediate family only,
because I mean obviously, you know, your parents, you know, they have to help the daughters,
right,
you know, do their hair and whatnot, and maybe friends up until a certain point, but I think like if you're a married adult, it's like spouse or no one.
Right Yeah, that makes sense,
which is I guess on a level it's a bummer. But yeah. I mean, I don't care that much about hair, so it's not really that much of a bummer to me.
Sometimes I think I only care about hair.
Yeah.
Like,
sure, all right. I'll go with
it. It's the only part of myself that I'm just completely vain about, I think.
Mm.
That I'm a little bit like, this is an incredibly important point of myself, and I need to maintain it.
My eyebrows.
Really?
I tweeze them every day.
See, everybody has one. Mm-hmm. Everybody has something.
Yep.
My eyebrows are completely blonde.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. I just draw colors over them.
I think mine is my hair, too.
Hmm.
No, it's my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely my face skin.
Face skin.
Fucking zits.
At least it's not your foreskin.
Am I right? High five. Ladies. Wait. Yeah. High fives. No one has to know I just high-fived myself.
I think they all do. Except
now they do.
Shh. Just by it's our little
secret.
Voice.
It's our little secret. You and 200 listeners.
Don't tell anybody, friends. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
This is random, but I've noticed a lot of people noticing my tattoo on my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People tend to notice chest tattoos on ladies quite a bit.
Yep. Yep. Men, women.
It's strange alive. That.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it would happen. And
it's your own fault for wearing low cut shirts, Ashley.
I know, right? I'm asking for it.
That accentuates your breasts. Why else would it your have
bosoms.
That? Why else would you have made it point right in the middle?
Yeah. Why would you have that there if you didn't want people to look?
Yeah. Why'd you wear that? Why'd you wear that tattoo?
Oh, guys. Creepy thing happened to me last night.
Oh, I love it.
Did you ever have those, like, you're just living your life normally as a person, mm-hmm. like as a human being, and then you just have this revelation.
Wait, you guys aren't robots?
Walking along as you do.
Shh, Ashley.
We don't know what you're talking about.
You just have that revelation. Oh, shit. I'm a woman. Has that ever happened to you? This happened to me last night. Let me give you an example so you don't have to give context. So you can adequately answer the question.
Okay.
I before intermission, this goes back to the earlier conversation. I had taken a shower, forgotten to put on deodorant. I had just performed comedy, had been very nervous, and I was sweating profusely, and I was pretty sure I had body odor. So I asked my boyfriend for his car keys, and went out to the car where I had my deodorant in my purse, and started walking down the side of the bar. I didn't go to the sidewalk where there were lights. I went.
Did you go down the alley?
I went down the alley to the parking lot. Halfway into the alley, there was a man standing by the wall and his friend standing next to him. And I had this moment where I was like, oh, shit, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And I had the car keys in my hands, like, so yeah. I could use them as a weapon. And, you know, guy who is peeing pulls up his pants. His friend comes up to me and he's like, hey, little girl, are you lost? Oh, shit, I'm a woman. And then I was just like, oh, no, I'm actually going right inside there. My friends are waiting for me. And he's like, are you really sure you're not lost? We could take you
run
to where you need to go.
Fucking
and I was like,
run.
No thanks. Friends are up here. Ran into the front of the, like, you know, the main entrance. Mm-hmm. And I just stood there at the window and waited for them to leave. But it was like, yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking, actually. Like, I was still functioning and fine the rest of the night, but
yeah.
Just the fact that I had to use my keys as a potential weapon, mm-hmm. like, I was that ready, and I was, you know, cursing myself for taking the dark alley instead of the sidewalk, but it's closer. Yeah. It was closer to his car. It just seems smarter.
Because, like, the back entrance is closer to the alley than it's the sidewalk. You have to go all the way out around the building to hit the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly. Oof. And, like, I have moments like that every now and then where I'm just, like, suddenly become very aware of my gender. You know, you're sitting in a public transportation, you're sitting somewhere by yourself, and somebody is staring at you for too long, or you feel like you're vulnerable in some way. Mm-hmm. I just think it's like kind of interesting that there are these moments, and I'm sure almost every woman's life where she is suddenly like acutely aware of her sex.
We have to at work take the deposit to the bank at night.
Yeah. You have to do that at every mall job, every night.
So, I'm walking with a deposit, which is normally, like, $100 or less, like, realistically, whatever. Yeah. But...
trust me, I worked at a salon where sometimes it was no deposit that day.
Yep.
Ugh.
Same. And there's, like, there's a service exit and entrance.
Mm-hmm.
The workers will go down, and like there has been a couple times when like I can hear somebody walking behind me, and I'm just like, oh boy.
Where do you park? Do you park near the pizza place, that service entrance?
No, the other one between Boscov's and what is FYE now. It's right between Hollister and FYE.
Okay, yeah, okay, okay, yeah.
So we park like there, and they want you to park on the other side of the yellow line, and I'm like, fuck that. If I'm closing and it's 9 o'clock at night and it's dark, I'm parking closer to the exit because that's safer.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of your gender, you're walking out with a bag of money.
Yeah.
And I would immediately just go, there you go.
That is exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Give them the money and call the cops.
Yeah. Last night, it was just, like, all the survival things I've ever heard were just running through my head.
Oh, God.
I was just like, okay, if he touches me, I'm screaming as loud as I possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
I'm screaming fire. I'm screaming murder. Apparently, if you scream rape, people tend to run the other way. Have you heard that statistic?
No.
So you're supposed to yell fire.
They did a study, and the main reaction of somebody yelling rape is people avoiding the place where the shout is coming from. If you yell fire, they will come running, because think about it, humans love disaster. Like, if there's a fire, people want to see.
If it's a rape, it's not my problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I have heard, though, if you're ever in a situation where you're being assaulted in a public place and you see someone, instead of crying for help, you're supposed to call out to them directly, like, hey, guy in a blue shirt, help me. Because it makes people feel like more obligated.
Yeah,
because they're talking to you and not just to the world.
Yeah,
like, oh, that's not my problem. Someone else will help them.
Yeah, there's a lot of deferring responsibility.
Yeah,
to anyone but yourself in those situations, which it is a scary thing. But if I'm the one person who can help somebody, I'm gonna do it.
Absolutely. Like,
and I don't know if it's a fear thing or if it's... I don't know what it is about that exactly that just people...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why people don't... just, like, instinctively don't want to help other people.
Because it could mean danger for themselves.
Right, I'm sure.
You know, but, like, how has society gotten to that point? Like,
I don't think it got to that point. I think humans were always wired that way.
I think at some point we won't be at this point.
I think we're moving in a good direction. I think...
Yeah.
Like,
it's animalistic survival.
Rape used to just be a fact of life.
It wasn't until I think the 80s that it was actually spousal rape was actually criminalized and seen as a serious thing.
And like, if you look at any Renaissance literature, any Victorian, like, you know, 1800s, whatever, rape is just something that happens. It's not it's just something that couldn't be helped. And I think we're growing out of that.
I think it was, it was also the very, you know, things you hear today, you know, it's because of what she was wearing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a very, you know, women weren't allowed to like things. So women always said no.
Right. Right.
So how do you know if it's an actual no?
Female pleasure.
Yeah. How do you know if it's an actual no, get the fuck away from me, or like, no, just no, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Bad times. So, yeah, thinking about this, I don't know if either of you have seen on the internet, there's a huge thing coming out right now. And it's primarily, I see it, like, younger girls, like, teens, college age. holding up like note cards and whatnot that said, I don't need feminism because blank.
I read one. It was like, I don't need feminism because none of my friends are girls. No, wait. All of my friends are guys and girls are filled with too much drama.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is there was silly. I saw one. It's like, I don't need feminism because I like masculine men like Christian Grey. There's so many things wrong with that statement. And it's just in my head. It's just like, it must be nice to come from such a place of privilege where you don't see feminism as necessary. You've never faced a hardship that needed feminism. Yeah.
Did you see the counter to that? The why cats don't need feminism.
Oh my God, yes. It's like, I don't need feminism because, oh, dot on the floor.
Or I don't need feminism because I am a cat and I can't form complex thought. It was really good.
I don't need feminism because feminism isn't food. Is it food? Do you have food? Feed me.
Or the one about tuna. I thought I asked for tuna. So good. But I can't even imagine having lived a life where...
How sheltered are you that you don't think feminism is necessary?
I mean, that sounds nice. Being that ignorant that you live in a world that, like...
It's like, okay, and, like...
For us, we're smacking our heads against the walls. But for them, they're extremely happy people.
In, you know, 4 to 5 years, when you finish college and you get into the real world and you experience the gender pay gap, I don't want to hear shit out of your mouth about how you don't need feminism.
How are they not experiencing it in high school and college? And
but,
like,
I mean, if you're bred
and born, it starts way earlier than that.
Like, I'm just saying. Like,
I see a lot of it as young white women.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's the majority of the cards that I see. A friend of mine from high school, her younger sister, who is in college now, I think she maybe just turned 21. She actually shared one of those I don't need feminism posts and wrote this huge long thing to go along with it. And I didn't read the whole thing. I immediately just like blocked her afterwards because I was like, I don't need this. But it was just like, you know, I don't think feminism is like, she's like, she was basically, you know, using the argument that feminism isn't true equality because she doesn't understand what feminism is. She's like, you know, I believe in equality for, you know, different races and for this and that. And she's just like, you know, I don't believe in slavery. I want equal rights for black people, but I don't call myself an abolitionist. And I'm like,
that doesn't even make sense.
She's like, feminism is just an outdated term. And I'm like, you're like freaking 19.
What planet are you from?
Think that they're really
she's
smart.
Also like the genius privileged child of a like brain surgeon.
Yeah
So, and she's either been homeschooled or private schooled her whole life. Her parents are paying her full ride to a Penn State school.
Hard enough that the listeners could hear.
I think you did.
I feel like I might.
I think you did. But I'm just like, you know, I had such high hopes for you.
It would be like me saying, I don't need feminism because these pretzel sticks are so delicious.
Yeah. Like, I don't need feminism because I have a job. Like, I don't need feminism because I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't need feminism because I'm a good cook.
Oh, God, seriously. But there was one, this girl wrote out this huge long thing. It's like, I don't need feminism because, you know, I like having a husband who can open jars for me and reach things on high shelves, and I celebrate our differences. I like the fact that he's a man and I'm a woman. I'm like, you can like that and be feminist. Like, why does feminism equal man-hating? Why?
Or, like, defeminizing. There's something about feminism that women see as somehow making you less womanly, which is really strange.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, only lesbians are feminists. Exactly. Only, you know, it's man-hating. Like, I'm a woman. I like men. Why would I be a feminist?
Yeah.
I like men, too. I am married
to a
man person.
This is the one that I was like, this
I have
is
many
exactly
man friends. who identifies male feminists, and it's wonderful.
Exactly. So does all of us.
Like the fucking last night. Where are my male feminists at? Let me hear you. And that was great.
One guy.
No, like Emrys and Kevin, and I don't remember who all else clapped, but I looked around.
There's this one that I read the other day that I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't need feminism because I'm an adult who is capable of taking responsibility for myself and my actions. I define myself and derive my value by my own standards. I do not need to be empowered. I am not a target for violence, and there is no war against me. I respect men. I refuse to demonize? Yeah. Them. Oh my god, I can't read. Demonize them and blame them for my problems.
I don't blame men for my problems. I blame the system for any problems that I face that aren't directly my fault.
To be fair to people in general, there are on the internet people who call themselves feminists who don't really know what feminism is and are man-hating.
I knew a feminist like that once. She thought we should have a matriarchy instead of a patriarchy. Yeah, I'm like,
I've known
you're
people
not
like
a feminist.
That as well. But I've gone on things like Reddit -feminism, things like that, and there are a lot of misinformed people who are quote unquote feminists. And I think that with like such radical feminism as they have, I mean, they're loud. People notice them. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the thing, that those of us who are doing the quiet work don't get noticed. Like nobody thinks, unless we say I'm a feminist, they don't think that we are, because we have boyfriends
and we're not hate filled.
Yeah, we don't burn our bras. We're not butch dyke
Which apparently
lesbians.
Never happened.
Yeah, that's
nobody ever burned
huge
their bras.
Myth. And feminazis do exist, but it is such a small fraction. And again, they tend to be the louder ones. Yeah. And they get the more attention because radical things get attention. Just like, I don't think all of Christianity is a fucking Westboro Baptist church.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I don't think all Muslims are terrorists and affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Does Al-Qaeda still exist? Is that a thing?
I have no idea.
Could that die with Osama bin Laden?
No, I should know this.
You have to understand.
Where is Ethan?
There are some people, like, there are some people who do see the Catholic, like, the Christian or Catholic Church as the Westboro Church. Like, and there are people who see Muslim or Islam or whatever as terrorists. Like, people are just
Americans.
Americans. We are Americans.
They are the ones that see every, oh my God, oh my God. The fucking Texas Border Patrol. Have you seen this bananas bullshit?
No. Tell us.
Oh my God. I can't think of the names right now, but it just hit me because, you know, middle America hating the brown man and woman. The governor of Texas is like taking a crusade against undocumented immigrant children.
I did glance upon
because
this.
They're bringing disease into our country.
What
are you
year
kidding
is
me?
It?
He and a bunch of other like Texas
old rich white people,
yes, politicians no less, are getting together and they're forming border patrols. Something that happened recently that he caught so much shit for, as they were patrolling a park near the border. And a busload of multicultural children came to the state park, and the dudes flipped out on the bus full of children. Turns out, it was a bus from the local YMCA on a field trip.
These gotta be
were documented
me.
U.S. citizen children that these grown men attacked a school bus to drive them back to their own country.
Can you imagine? They didn't get to the,
those children must have been fucking terrified out of their minds.
If that's, did they get like to the border?
No, like they quickly realized
they kidnapped a bunch of kids.
Can you imagine if they kidnapped them?
The bus pulled in, they harassed the bus, and shortly after, the situation was defused when they realized their error. But not before the governor tweeted about attacking this school bus full of children. He's like, oh, we got another busload of them coming now. Let's see how this
goes.
Can
you imagine? They could definitely be sued for discrimination.
Oh, seriously? Like, oh, like you wouldn't believe.
I think the point of this is, how right is it to attack a group of kids on a bus at all?
Ever.
Right?
They're ever.
Fucking no matter children. What kind of monster are you?
Yeah. I don't care who you are. Like, and why children? In general, like, why is it
because
just
they're
children?
Like, I don't know, they're easier
they're
to sneak into the country.
Thicker jobs. Thicker jobs.
Have you watched that episode of South Park with the time travelers come back in time
and
they start
animated cartoons creep me out.
Right, we had this discussion.
But I don't know why.
There's
go on.
The episode space travelers from American future where everybody's like homogenized, like light brownish people that are bald. They come back in time because like their future is so overpopulated and whatnot, and like nobody can get jobs in their future and everybody's poor, so they come back in time to get jobs in the present to like put into bank accounts that will like go fucking crazy over the next however many years, and like then they'll have money in the future. And like the rednecks in South Park are getting pissed off, and it, you know, they're having rallies, you know, they're taking our jobs, and it starts off with they took our jobs, and then it just gets more garbled and garbled. And it's just like
funny
syllable shouted in the cadence of they took our jobs. Ask Mike about it.
Okay.
Tell Mike they took your job.
Okay.
They took my job. Yo. Higher and up in here.
Nope. Anyway. But yeah. So Texas Republicans are.
And there's a lot of people.
Old
who are
rich white
this,
men.
Right? Like,
oh,
people are
God,
fighting
yes.
against this.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And. This is a stupid move because I'm pretty sure he's up for re-election in November, and he thinks this is going to win people over.
He thinks
like,
it will, yeah.
I know Texas is full of gun-toting rednecks,
but it's also children.
But, yeah.
Even people who are against, you know, immigrants and whatever, most people have compassion, or I like to believe, maybe I'm just an idealist, but I like to believe that people still have compassion for children.
I'd like to believe that as well.
So,
regardless,
I mean,
of
I think
their skin color,
this mistake with the children from the YMCA, I'm sure that won't help.
Yeah,
because I mean, if you're doing something this radical, you probably shouldn't make mistakes.
Yeah, and you know how many like white families had kids on that bus?
Yeah,
like people, because Texas is a very multicultural state, being on the U.S.-Mexico border, like, and you know a lot of white people are sending their kids to school with, you know, Hispanics and African Americans and Asians. What's up, Joe Nasty? Jonas T. Draws from from Vine.
He
has listened. I don't know if he still listens. What's up, Jonas? He's from Texas, multicultural. Yeah. So chances are your kid is going to be going to school with people who are not white.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want this asshole harassing your kids on a school bus if they happen to be on a school bus with kids who look suspiciously Hispanic.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucked up all around.
Seriously. Like does how can I know there are assholes there who are fully supporting his move.
But
I'm going to say the majority of the people are like, nah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I fucking hope so.
Oh, God, seriously. If he gets reelected, I'm pretty sure he's going to be running against Wendy Davis, the woman who did the filibuster to try to not get past, I think it was the abortion clinic restrictions. It was like last year, the year before, she like stood and like just kept talking for 13 hours.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What
until she was trying to block, it was a bill. It was going to be restricting, I believe, women's health. It was a women's issue. I know that.
where it was something about abortions, like trying to make them illegal or something.
Or yeah, something or like that. Closing clinics and whatnot.
Or make it really hard for women
Texas
to get an abortion.
A bunch of
and clinics. She, isn't it like they have to delay the bill if somebody...
Until like the day runs out.
Right.
Like
so
I think
she stood there and spoke. If she stopped talking, it didn't count. And if she
would have taken any kind of a break or asked for a recess.
Right. Didn't she wear a diaper and stuff?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I know there was a big controversy that her filibuster wasn't count because she did have to take like a pause to put on her back brace because she has a bad back. Right. People were like, no, you can't do that. Like if you're going to do this, you have to do it right. No breaks. But yeah, she stood there for 13 hours, like in sneakers, like not eating, barely right. drinking.
Just to like help women.
Yeah. She was awesome. Trying to block it, which so, I think at the next session guy. Ended up getting snuck through, piggybacked on another bill, if I remember correctly. Because a lot of politicians, like a lot of bills are getting passed with like sneaky clauses. Like, I forget what it was recently. But I saw it had like nothing to do. It was like some kind of like mariner's law or something, you know, for like fucking fishermen. And they snuck into it something like about abortion. I'm probably remembering this wrong. Similar situation. Like they snuck in like a serious issue on like this, you know, fucking whatever bill.
Yeah.
They've been doing it forever.
Yeah. And it's bullshit.
Because politicians are skeezy, awful people.
But not all of them. There are good people who are genuinely trying to help.
Like, doesn't Ethan want to be a politician? Isn't that his goal?
I think so. He's a good guy.
And he seems like a good dude. I like him a lot.
We should have him back.
Yeah, definitely.
He hasn't come to an open mic yet, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, I feel as if he would enjoy himself based on his
Facebook. Hasn't he come?
I know one of the last times we talked to him. I think the time we had him on, he said he couldn't make it to the most recent one because he had to work. Because I think his store was like open till 10 that night. So he was just like, I don't fucking want to go out and do shit after work.
I got you. Yeah.
But Texas got problems.
Although Texas Roadhouse is amazing.
That's a Route 61 Roadhouse. Or, the new place where the waitresses dance.
Well, I could do without that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most people could.
The next time I dance, monkey dance.
The next time I go, I'm just gonna get taken out.
I just forget where I am and
where there is
an
awful country music and stuff. I'm like, I just want ribs without all of the country shit. Not that country is bad. It's just not for me.
Yeah. Oh, totally. No, I get it. I haven't been in there yet because I just feel like
there's nothing.
Can I have a baked potato?
Yeah.
There's nothing
you can serve
eat
steak,
there.
You serve
mashed
baked
potatoes. Are some of the best mashed potatoes I've ever had, though.
Oh, hot damn.
They're very, very tasty.
And you can get to-go orders there, so you could order just...
It's also right next to Panera, so I mean, honestly, I'll just fucking go to Panera if I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking...
Oh, I love
Greek Panera. Salad and a Mediterranean half sandwich. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Oh, God, now I want a sandwich. I always want sandwiches, though. They're perfect.
Oh, yeah.
They're portable.
It's like a whole portable meal. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think it was last year. Jeff's grandmother always takes each of us out for our birthdays. And last year, he wanted to go to Panera, I think, because it was fairly new at the time. And, you know, it's Panera. You get fucking sandwiches. That's what you do. And his grandmother was just marveling over this idea. She's like... The sandwich, she's like, I could just eat this as a meal. The sandwich is like a meal by itself. Yes, meme. Yes, it is. That's,
we do that now.
That's a meal.
That's kind of the point. But
this is the meal.
She is from the very old school where, you know, a meal is, you know, your meat, your potatoes, your vegetables, you have a roll, you have this, you have that.
Right.
You know, she fucking cooks breakfast for Jeff once a week and it's like she makes him an omelet with like 6 eggs and half a pound of cheese.
Yeah.
And she also makes like toast. And for the toast, she has like butter and peanut butter and 2 different kinds of jelly. And then there's like whole milk with like chocolate syrup or chocolate powder. And then like sometimes she makes pancakes. And then there's, you know, the butter, the powdered sugar, the syrup. Like she's a grandma. Oof. She's a fucking grandma.
I know. My grandma always tells us, if you walk away hungry, it's your own fault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's always way too much food.
It was that generation, because, like, they came through the Great Depression. So, I mean, after that, they're just like, no one will ever go hungry again as long as I have anything to do with it. I will go hungry before you go hungry.
Yep. I love my grandma.
She's grandma's.
Good cook. Good. God, she's a good cook.
I miss my grandma.
Aw. Me too.
I'm sorry, guys. Do you want to borrow mine?
No, it's not the same.
I know, but you can come along to family events.
No, thank you. She won't care. She'll give you hugs.
No, thank you. I've got Jeff's crazy grandma.
I don't like it when random people touch me.
Oh, God.
I'm not saying your grandma's a rando, but like...
She is to you.
You don't know her that well.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
It's weird when people I don't know very well are affectionate towards me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know you that well, Dana. Step off.
Step off. Nana.
Nana. I've never had a Nana.
I do now. That's Jeff's other grandma. It's Nana and Meme.
I wonder
what
my
mom is. Nanny.
I think when I am a grandmother,
I just want to be grandma.
No, I don't like it. I don't like Grammy either. I've actually spent a little bit of time thinking about that.
Meme.
Oh, I hate that so much. And that's so popular in this area.
Yeah.
I am Nana or I am nothing. Don't call me Nanny, Mammy. I've heard Mammy before. It just makes me think of a mammary glands.
It makes me think of the really racist caricatures. You know, it's like the minstrel and the mammy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. My step grandmother liked being called that.
Huh.
But when I am a grandmother, everything else just seems so unattractive and old.
I don't want to be a grandmother.
It took Jeff's parents forever.
I will
forever.
Be Auntie Ashley.
Because
I don't like Aunt Ashley.
Yeah.
I like Auntie.
Yeah, it works.
I don't know if that was...
Jeff's parents took forever.
Mike's trying to get Elena to call me Trashley. Auntie Trashley.
It's adorable. But,
Trashley Dryer.
That's funny, because you don't know my last name.
Jeff's parents settled on Nani and Poppy.
Hmm. I like it.
It works. My mom tried to be like, she's like, I finally found a name for Morgan to call me. I'm like, well, that's great because she's fucking 4 and a half now.
What's the name?
Nini. It's Native American for grandmother. And I'm just like, there are so many things wrong with that sentence. I don't know where to start. Yeah. First, I was like, Mom, are we Native American? And she's like, well, no. I was like, then why? And I didn't have the heart to be like, Native American's not one thing.
Yeah.
Who did you hear this from?
Yeah.
Who Many is fucking languages. With you? Let me know who is messing with you and I will take care of it.
I don't know how we got to this conversation.
Grandma's making too much food. Sandwiches
and got me talking about what I want my grandmother named.
Sandwiches.
I love it. It's great.
All right.
No, I'm gonna be you don't watch Futurama, but the one character
I do.
Amy Wong's mom. She's obsessed with her having grandkids. She's like,
you have grandkids now?
She's like,
oh, I shouldn't have just said that.
Call me grandma like crazy. She's very Asian and is done by an Asian woman, so it's okay.
They're from Mars.
Yes, they're Chinese Martians.
They own half of the planet.
Yes. The entire Western Hemisphere. It's the best hemisphere.
Yeah.
That's funny. I really wish I liked adult. I do like Adventure Time. But I think it's because it's not technically an adult cartoon.
It's definitely got some adult humor, but it's still for kids.
I love
Bob's
Adventure
Burgers
Time.
Is a little bit in between.
Bob's Burgers is like a new Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I'd call it the Simpsons.
I think
Simpsons did it.
I have a weird relationship with cartoons. Like when I was a little kid, I wouldn't let myself watch like certain cartoons because I thought they were inappropriate for children. Like I was allowed
that's to. Amazing you I, are your own parent.
I was allowed to watch whatever I want because my parents were neglectful and I could just do whatever I wanted, but I like And on the list, on my like X list, was Dexter's Laboratory, Ed, Edd n Eddy, Cow and Chicken, Cat Dog. I legitimately censored myself. All I would allow myself to watch was like Gullah Gullah Island and Little Bear and anything educational.
Like anything on Nick Jr.
Nicktoons.
Everything else, I was just like, this just doesn't seem...
Nothing on Nicktoons.
Like something I should be allowed to watch.
I will agree with you on Ed, Edd n Eddy because some of that stuff
I think I'm still censoring myself. I'm like, oh, this adult stuff? I shouldn't be watching this.
Says the person who does the stand-up that you do.
I know. Such an anomaly.
So says the woman who the punchline to her joke last night was, because I want to choose what words are going into my pussy.
I'm okay with when people, real life people, say stuff like that, but when cartoons say stuff like that, I get disturbed.
I get it.
It hurts me.
Fair enough.
And I'm not going to lie and say I haven't enjoyed a couple episodes of Family Guy because I am human.
Yeah. Nothing new, though. It got canceled and then renewed. Like, it's all like
it's
dick jokes and poop jokes and racist humor.
I stopped watching it altogether unless it's reruns. But
yeah. You look perturbed. Is it because we need to go or do you have something to say?
I'm tired.
Okay.
But no, works it's for me. I'm not perturbed. I'm just, I don't know why I'm being weird.
Okay. No, I just, weird. It looked like you checked your phone. You were just like,
ugh. Oh, yeah, I did do that. Somebody texted me and I was like,
people text you. Okay.
Somebody I didn't want to talk to.
Fair enough.
I know who it is. Do I?
Probably.
Nah. That's why I don't give people I don't want to talk to my phone number.
Yeah.
That's why my phone number's not available on Facebook.
Even people I want to talk to.
I plaster mine everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm very bad at getting my phone number out there.
You need a burn phone like Kelsey has. You need to just get like a track phone for your business.
If I ever have to go on the run, I'm already set.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Totally.
That's all. All right. That's all, folks.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
Later.
Bye.